continue. In the course of exploring the above-noted major areas, nature of the exam, issue identification, analysis, concise presentation on paper, we'll investigate corollary aspects of the exam process, preparation for class, how to take fewer notes in class, use of hornbooks and commercial study aids such as outlines of so-called black-letter law, meaning rules, principles, legal definitions, open book versus closed book exams, policy versus black-letter law emphasis, memorization technique, some differences between law school and bar essay exams, etc. Most important, we'll develop necessary insights for building, ideally on a weekly basis, an outline for each of your courses that will enable you to effectively implement the LOOS issue identification approach. We'll also develop an alternative to time-consuming conventional case briefing. That's where you extract and write down the facts, issue, procedure, rule, holding, rationale, etc. of a case, a time-consuming and, you'll see, largely unproductive exercise that most law students abandon 6 weeks into law school, certainly after the first set of exams. And I don't mean the so-called book briefing alternative. That's where students make notes in the margins of their casebooks and highlight segments of the case in different colors rather than writing out briefs, say yellow for facts, green for issue, etc. The problem with book briefing is that you'll have to go back to each case when preparing your course outline, which is terribly inefficient, so we'll do something different. In short, the program, supplemented by miscellaneous topics in the primer that you can read on your own, covers everything relevant to preparing for and taking any sort of law essay exam. In addition, you'll find that your approach to reading cases, writing papers, interviewing a prospective client, in short, every aspect of the lawyering process, both in law school and later in lawyering life, will be given structure and focus. What we won't address is preparation for bar exams, and how to take multiple choice, true-false, short answer, and other so-called objective-type exam formats. However, not to worry. When it's time to prepare for the bar, read the first section of the primer, pages 5 to 13. The advice there will continue to be helpful. Respecting objective formats, once you become expert in the 5 items on Diagram 1, particularly lawyer-like analysis and how you need to know the law, objective exercises, multiple choice, true-false, etc., shouldn't pose a problem. After completing the program, and after you've practiced and become more skilled at analysis, see the brief chapter in the primer, pages 87 to 89, on objective exam formats. It will provide necessary guidance. You'll want to find out in advance whether your professor includes objective formats on his or her exam, and to what extent. At this point in the live program, I caution students that we engage somewhat in the Socratic method, meaning I feel free to address questions to individual students. Since you are the only audience, all questions will be addressed to you. Once again, resist any temptation to forward the disc to the suggested response. Do your best to answer all questions. Of course, unlike the live program, you may take as much time as you like. I also emphasize at this point, as I shall again and again, the importance of practice. If the LOOS techniques are to become not merely helpful advice, but a reflexive, skillfully applied methodology, they must be practiced. Respecting questions that may occur to you, after well over 2 decades, the program is very complete. Typical questions are anticipated and addressed either in the program or in the primer. Indeed, from time to time, sua sponte, that's a Latin expression you'll encounter in cases. It means by yourself, spontaneously, as in the judge, sua sponte, raised an objection. I shall, sua sponte, raise typical questions and missteps that students make. So hang on a bit. Your question will likely be answered in due course. If not, feel free to call or write us. Our address and toll-free number is on page 2 of the primer and at our website, leews.com. Final point before we get into the nature of essay exams and typical student responses. You may already have notions about how to prepare for and write law exams. You may be in your second year. You may have attended workshops offered by professors or upperclassmen. You may have read books on the subject or attended other commercial courses. Perhaps you're listening to these CDs just to make sure you've covered all bases. I don't want to compete with anything you've heard. It isn't necessarily wrong, but I know it's incomplete. It doesn't approach a true science of how to prepare for and write law exams. We're going to do something different. For example, I'll instruct that you not read the facts of a hypothetical before going to the question at the end. This contradicts conventional wisdom. I don't want you sitting there thinking, my professor said something different. I don't want you fighting with anything that's introduced. Keep an open mind. Later, when you've got the complete picture, you can make comparisons. I'll just say that after these many years, there's no longer any question about whether what I tell you is correct. Indeed, if anything you've heard contradicts what I say, well, as I advise students in the live program, what you've heard is wrong. I know it sounds arrogant now, but you'll see that we know better than your professors what they want on their exams.